This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. In a memo to company directors this week, a human resources executive for Walmart, the world's largest retailer, announced that the company will offer comprehensive health care coverage to registered domestic partners and legally married same-sex couples starting next year. 10 years ago, Walmart expanded its non-discrimination policy to include sexual orientation. In 2005, established an internal pride resource group at the home office, and in recent years, extended non-discrimination to include gender expression, gender identity, and even intersex individuals. But for years, the company did not convey same-sex or domestic partnership benefits. Beginning next year, however, Walmart will provide coverage to all 1.3 million U.S. workers who have same or opposite sex domestic registered partners, as well as to legally married same-sex couples. The decision, the memo said, was based in part on the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to strike down Section 3 of the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, leaving it up to states to decide. Randy Hargrove is a spokesman with Walmart.
Each of the states are developing different definitions of marriage, domestic partners, civil unions. So by developing a single definition for all of our associates, we believe we can give them the consistency across the markets that we operate.
The memorandum also warned about potential adverse reaction, urging executives and managers to be supportive of multiple viewpoints in conveying the news to associates, saying the decision was based on business rather than morals or politics.
One of our tenets as an employer is respect for the individual. And, you know, this, just falling in line, with what we practice as a company every day.
The memo further stated that given an increasingly diverse culture, a comprehensive benefit package that includes domestic partner and same-sex benefits will appeal to what the memo describes as a contemporary workforce. Of 30 retail competitors, all but two provide either same or opposite sex domestic partnership coverage, the memo pointed out. According to the gay civil rights advocacy group, the Human Rights Campaign, 62% of Fortune 500 companies now provide domestic partnership health insurance benefits to their employees.